What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome to Busting Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster. That's Evan Jenkins. We're here to talk drafts, prospects, and the future. Part of the future, of course, is college athletics. Leads to professional athletics. And Michigan State, they have their future as well. And look, one of the things, and this is going to be a sore spot with Evan, I know that. All right? Is Michigan State football ever, and I mean ever, going to be relevant again? Because it struggled with that, but it would have one great year a decade. And, of course, they had the D'Antonio era in which they stepped up and, you know, started knocking off pretty much everybody in their world. But now, in the world of Jonathan Smith, the world of NIL, the world of paid athletes, the world in which the stronger seem to get stronger and the weaker, weaker, Michigan State appears to be very vulnerable. And I'm working on a piece about Michigan State's football season this year. And I've spent a lot of time looking at what their roster actually is. And I got to tell you, Evan, it's not impressive.
No, there's bodies out there, but I don't know how good of football players they are. I was having this conversation just the other day because I heard one of our coworkers getting all upset about Michigan State football. And this realization came to me probably 3-4 years ago, but at what point do Michigan State football fans just admit to themselves that their football program is nothing more than meh? You're going to have a couple nice years. Like I said, D'Antonio, the year with Saban. You had the year with Tucker, right?
You had a year with Perlis. You had a year with all of them.
But that's the thing.
You had a year with Daryl Rogers.
There's
a year.
Sporadic times that they've been good.
Right.
But in the history of my life, I was born in 1983. They've gone to two Rose Bowls. And the history is there, right? No national championships. They had the one playoff appearance. They got bombed out by Alabama. But that's what they are. They're meh. I know we always want them to be those D'Antonio years, but they're still just Michigan State. And it hurts for me to say that because I love them. I bleed green. I didn't go there. My dad just says I was raised the right way. But you're right. In today's NIL, are you going to spend with the big boys? Are you going to do something that you typically wouldn't have done? Like Tom Izzo with basketball. He'll never embrace this whole deal that's going on. But now that you have a new AD in bat, and then you have another guy who they just hired at Georgia Tech, out of Georgia Tech yesterday, I believe, are they willing to spend the money? And that's all it comes down to now, right? And
then I don't think it's that simple.
Well, because you think about somebody like Kansas basketball, they spent all the money in the world and they couldn't get it done, right? You look at St. John's get bounced in the first round. You look at all of these college teams that do spend a lot of money. I mean, Ohio State famously spent $30 million on their roster last year, right? Will Michigan State even get to $5 million?
I think Michigan State's problem isn't necessarily NIL money. I don't think their problem is necessarily transfer portal based?
No, they seem to get players out of that.
Well, not really, but...
Well, Kenneth Walker, I guess, is the one example.
Yeah, I mean, and he turned around their whole fortune, and that led
for a year.
Tucker and all that other things.
It may have been the worst thing that's ever happened to him.
In a sense, it was, but it was a glorious season for Michigan State.
At the end of the day, you still wound up with nothing, though, Pat.
Right, and that's my point about it, is their reputation isn't good. Their reputation in the game is it's not – people talk about Michigan. They talk about Ohio State. They talk about Penn State. They talk about Oregon.
Yeah, all these schools are passing them. USC is going to pass them in the Big Ten.
No, they've always been above them in a lot of ways, but they're like – the gap is huge now.
Well, look, even Indiana's passing them now.
Yeah, the 1 year, we'll see how that works.
We'll see, but I have better expectations for Kurt Cignetti than I do Jonathan Smith. I have no idea what Jonathan Smith is there at Michigan State.
Neither do I.
He was okay at Oregon State, like okay, but he wasn't like a world beater that you were like, we need this guy.
Well, it seemed like it was a good hire at the time. I vacillated back and forth on it.
Same here.
I didn't know. And when he brought in Childs.
Who seemingly was an elite quarterback, right?
He was the number one transfer portal guy.
And then I just looked at him, and I don't know if he got better last year.
He didn't, even though, you know, like you look. And that's my point about it. It's like, okay, what are they? What's their identity? You go into this season, and, I don't know. They got Nick Marsh, and their big celebration was Nick Marsh didn't transfer. Nick Marsh in his last 5-6 games was a pretty mediocre player.
I agree.
Childs, at the end of the year, didn't throw as many interceptions, but he was a checkdown king who literally couldn't move the football. Their offensive line, which they've retooled, was some couple pretty good guys that they brought in. A lot of people love Connor Moore and think he's going to be a draft pick, the guy from Montana that they brought in. He was one of the best players on a team that got to the FCS championship game, that type of thing. They brought in a couple other guys. A guy from Wake Forest isn't too bad. Velling's back. That's a pretty good tight end. But they bring in
you
a wide.
But then he kind of laid an egg last year.
He did. You know, he got hurt in that one game.
He did, but he wasn't what you were expecting out of a guy that like led the nation in touchdowns.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a year before.
Right. And I don't know what they got. You know, they're depending a lot on Childs. And
rightfully so. I have no problem with that. He's a big kid, strong arm. Like I said, he has all the intangibles. But does he have it here in between the ears? Because there was times where he would just make these bonehead plays or he would try to run it and instantly fumble the ball. And that's coaching, if you ask me.
I don't know. It could be coaching or it's in the kid's DNA.
Sure.
I don't know. Some guys never get better. No matter. I'm sure they're not coaching him that way.
Yeah, well, you're right about that.
And running games, they got Cam Scatabu's replacement from Sacramento State. That's their running back answer. Their other running backs didn't do shit last year.
Well, no, they were horrible. They couldn't break a hole.
You know, Nate Carter and those guys are gone. So, I just don't know. And defensively, they brought in four edge rushers, four, in the transfer portal.
Well, look at all the corners they brought in, too, and safeties. They couldn't stop anybody last year.
Well, their safeties, their best defensive player is a safety.
Dylan Tatum already left. And,
they got Malik Spencer.
Yeah.
And they got the other starter back. Chance Rucker, starting corner, that started for him. And their defensive line, a lot of people like it, other than, hey, they don't have any edges. But they brought in four fucking transfers. And I think Isaac Smith, the kid from Texas Tech, is probably the best.
He was a big-time recruit.
He's a three-star kid coming out.
Hey, for Michigan State, that's a big-time recruit,
And he had 2.5 sacks.
Yeah, he was very unproductive. They say his motor is there. Just, you need to produce.
And, the wide receiver that they got, the transfer from Middle Tennessee.
That kid's supposed to be electric.
Yeah, well, Evan, again, I live in a world where I kind of...
Or is it the kid from Kent State? There's one receiver that came in supposed to be electric.
No, it's a kid, it's Amari Kelly. He was an Auburn recruit.
Yep, him.
Went to Middle Tennessee. Last year, he had two catches at Auburn. I looked that up. And
probably
then I looked up, while I was watching, plays of him playing at Middle Tennessee. He games against Power 4 teams last year, they had two games, Ole Miss and Duke. He caught 5 balls for 11 yards.
Oof. Probably screens. That's not the best. Yeah, that's not extending a
field. So are we supposed
to? What were his kick return yards?
He was all whatever the league, Conference USA or whatever league they're in. Team was 3-9.
They seemingly had done well with the transfer portal. I mean, even before it was the transfer portal, getting Jaden Reed, I think he was one of the last kids that actually had to sit out a year before he got to play. But so they've done okay with that. But, Pat.
No, but let me ask you this, okay? Just, in the realm.
Sure.
And I think in for this podcast, your opinion is more important than mine because I'm looking at it analytically.
I look at it as a fan.
Right. You're diehard. People don't realize you sit up there in the press box.
Silent, on my hands, hating every last second.
Hanging out with Rico and Marty Martin.
But you know what, Pat? We've been doing that since 2007. We've been sitting up there watching every last game. And I'll even go when it's crap, when they play Rutgers at the end of the year, and it doesn't even matter because I enjoy that football. But at one point, I started off saying, what – are Michigan State fans ever going to realize they are what they are? Or is Michigan State going to try to get to 2025 in college football and actually be able to compete? What I saw last year was a disgrace, Pat. They weren't competing. At least one thing you knew with Michigan State, you're going to play a
hard
game.
Wasn't that Purdue game a wonderful game?
What?
And they played Purdue, those two shitty teams.
Oh, my God.
And the schedule is
not – nobody fears them.
Right. Well, they don't have Ohio State on their schedule.
No, this year it actually lines up well for them.
Yeah, they don't have Ohio State or Oregon. So, but they got Michigan, but they got Michigan at home. They got Penn State, and they got Penn State at home.
I think Penn State's going to be very good this
year. But they
year,
start though. Out the conference season at USC and at Nebraska.
Yeah. And Nebraska's going to be better. USC, I have no idea what they are. They lost their quarterback. They got another one coming in. But
well, it's not. He's the quarterback that replaced
came in last year.
Yeah, Malabala. So they're from the quarterback, and they kind of like him there. So I don't know how he's going to be, whether they shouldn't or shouldn't like him. I'm just sitting there.
And Michigan State historically on the West Coast has done awful.
Well, I don't like their chances. In Nebraska, is an improved team.
You got Dylan Raiola coming into another year where he played as a true freshman. Usually those kids that play as true freshmen, their next year they do jump up. So – That's a tough game at Nebraska. You can say what you want, make fun of their program all you want, but that's a tough game in that.
Well, Nebraska
stadium
is going to be potentially improved.
They should be. Matt Rhule.
He's done a better job than Fickell's the one at Wisconsin. The team looks like it's going to be horseshit.
It looks like Michigan with Rich Rod is what it looks like.
It's like Michigan State.
Hey. Let me take my shots when I can get them.
Yeah, so
but even Michigan, I don't know what they're going to be.
Boy,
this year.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. I'm seeing 5-7 and 6-6, or, you know, getting into a bowl, not getting into a bowl. I see a season-ending game against Maryland
at Ford Field. Packed.
You know, two crappy teams. And also, what's the dynamic when you go up there? Okay, because the dynamic of Michigan State is, well, that isn't a really – and I like Spartan Stadium. I mean, hell, but it's not like one of the places where people talk about a legendary place you want to go to.
No, but you can still get 70,000 people in there and make it a loud atmosphere.
Right.
They got new scoreboards.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, but it's not like going to the Big House. It's not like going to the Shoe.
I would say it's not like going to the Shoe.
It's not like going to Autzen Stadium.
It's not like you're
playing out on the West Coast.
I do think it can get loud in there, but you need good teams. And let's be honest, by the second half, the students are gone, if they were even there to begin with.
Well, it's getting a little light there. It doesn't seem like the enthusiasm's there.
Because it's not. What are you hoping for right now? Like you said, 6-6 is like, we did it all right.
So what's the answer?
I think the answer is I don't think it's Jonathan Smith. I hope that this AD is forward-thinking and not trying to be reactive and is proactive. I think that's going to be a big thing. I think when Michigan State was the best is when Mark Hollis was there and was open to new things. And listen, they got lightning in a bottle with Mark D'Antonio and some of these lower recruits like a Le'Veon Bell that wasn't recruited really.
Oh, yeah, tons of them.
All these three stars that you turn into NFL players, and at the end of the day, they were the best because they had a really, really good offensive line and a really, really good defensive line. I know it's cliche to say you build in the trenches, but you got to start up front in college football. If you're getting manhandled on the offensive line and you don't give that kid and Nathan Childs a chance to even do a bootleg when there's a guy right away in his face, like you're set up for failure. So I think if you can solidify an offensive line to a point to where – you're, A, paying these guys a substantial amount that they want to come here, but then they also see success. I think for a while Michigan State was still sending dudes to the pros, whether it was at wide receiver or running back or whatever it might have been, the skill position guys.
Nobody even sniffed it, really. One guy drafted this
year. And very, very, very late.
Right.
And I think that's where your bread and butter is. I mean, even – you think about their most popular years when I was a teenager and stuff was Jeff Smoker and Charles Rogers, and they didn't win anything. I mean, Charles Rogers was exceptional, but Jeff Smoker was a run-of-the-mill quarterback at the end of the day. But that's what I remember from my teen years. You know what I mean? And then you go and D'Antoni. It's just those are special years, and I just hope that those special years 20 years from now just aren't all that I have for Michigan State football. You know what I mean? Like, my wife's cousin is Bobby Kula, and he played on the Rose Bowl team in 87. And
I covered Bob Kula. I probably talked to him.
At Brother Rice.
Maybe in Michigan State,
yeah,
too.
Probably. Yeah, probably. And you think about those teams, but look at that team. You had Tony Mandarich and him. They were both All-American players. Granted, they were probably juicing a little bit. But they had a strong offensive line. And if you can't get those key pieces – you're doomed, and I think it's going to come down to money. This college football world has completely changed, and now you can revenue share, but Michigan State's going to have to share with basketball, hockey, and everything in between. So I don't know, but as sad as it is for me to say in my fandom, that's the one team that I root for more than anything else.
Right.
They're meh, and that's a sad state of affairs because 10 years ago, Pat, they were flying high. They were in the college football playoff, and it all went downhill.
I mean, yeah, they beat Michigan every year. All those years, you got to look at those Michigan fans.
God, the amount of memorabilia I have in my house because of those few years.
Right.
Just give me a few more. At the end of the day, Pat, I think it's going to be every 10 years they have a special year, and then that's that.
Is it inevitable that Michigan State's just the basketball school now?
Yeah. I mean, football is always going to be the most important. Even when the new AD came in and he said, I understand that football is the most important. Yeah, because it's your biggest revenue sport where you put 13,000 in the Breslin, you can put 75 in a big football game. So they're never going to be 1A and 1B when it comes to like direct correlation of money that it brings in. But they're until Izzo leaves, and then when Izzo leaves, I have no idea. We might just be Rutgers. Honest to God, right? I mean, if they don't replace a legend in what they have.
Well, if you look at the Big Ten, and I don't know, things are changing and everything, but Purdue's football team, once in a while is okay.
They were in the Big Ten title game a couple years ago.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's like Michigan State once every decade, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
But their basketball team's always really good.
Always.
Indiana, this was really an outlier where a coach brought in a bunch of players from his previous place. They were older. We got the transfer portal now, and they were able to do some things. I don't know whether Indiana will be able to sustain that.
Their basketball team is
pretty shitty. So, you know, how are you going to – you know, define, you know, that, but Indiana would be Michigan State, they're always going to be good at basketball as long as Izzo's there. We can see that. They're never going to have, like, a terrible team.
No, and even when they do, it's still good enough to be able to compete, right?
Right, right. And so, but their football team, they had the D'Antonio time, and then, you know, one blaze of glory, and they've had a hell of a coach. Perlis was a hell of a coach. Saban was the best coach of all time.
Absolutely.
John L. Smith was over in over his head, so that was kind of a lost time. But they really did pretty good with D'Antonio, obviously.
Yeah,
so,
and it's going to be hard to ever replicate that because they did things that I never thought I would see with Michigan State football. But I think the key is spending, having a good AD, and a guy that's willing to change with the times, where I feel like sometimes, especially in these last few years, they got stuck in the mud because the whole Larry Nassar scandal and everything that happened with that and the amount of money they were paying out. Now that you can put that behind you, and I'm not saying move on for like a better, and it was an awful thing that happened, but the fact that your athletic department can kind of try to rebuild themselves and rebrand themselves as a safe school and a fun place to be and all of that in between. But, I mean, if you ask me, East Lansing's a very cool place, and you go look at, like, what they do with basketball where they bring back all these NBA guys. If you can start doing it with your football guys, I mean, that will be something entertaining. But at the end of the day, Pat, it's wins and losses that get you guys there. It really is. I mean, Michigan's going through one of the biggest scandals in college football history, and they have one of the greatest recruiting classes ever coming in next year. So who knows? But at the end of the day, it's going to be dollars and cents and winning. And if you can't do both of those, you're stuck in college football purgatory, and your best success will be me using you on a PlayStation 5.
There you go, man. But anyway, enjoyed the conversation today, and thanks for listening. Don't forget to like us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, download at Odyssey.com. It's Pat Caputo 98 on X, Gent Mint Jenkins on X, and you can check me out on Blue Sky, man. Whoa. I got 220 followers.
Could be 222 after this, Pat.
Yeah, if somebody listening might do it. Might be up to 221. I don't know.
All right.
But, you know, here's the thing, man. I got the Blue Sky guarantee. You follow me, I follow you.
Ooh. All right. I like that. You might regret it one day, but yeah. I like it right now.
Till next time, we'll talk to you.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.